Well, it's coming up tomorrow. We've been talking about it, and we'll keep talking about it, the March for Our Lives and what Sonoma County is doing to mark that occasion. On the live line with us this morning is Lucia Garay. She is the Sonoma County Junior Commissioner on Human Rights. Lucia, glad to have you here.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Happy to do it. And tell me what part you're taking in tomorrow's festivities.
I have been a core organizer for the event. I put into contact a few organizations so that we could all get together and plan together so it would be easier. So me and a few other students have been we've been leaders in this event. We've been getting speakers together and getting tables, and we're just trying to make everything run smoothly tomorrow.
It's hard to say, but I'm wondering, Lucia, if you have any idea at this stage of the game how many people might show up tomorrow.
We have 200 confirmed RCTs on Facebook, at least. But we did expect about 500 people from how much interest we've been getting.
Yeah.
So anywhere between 200 and 500 people.
Yeah, I have a feeling it might be even more than that. Larry, you got a question?
Lucia, I am super impressed with you guys and what you do on the commission. You guys had an initiative to educate students in the country about human trafficking. You also started a survey showing that bullying and racial harassment are on the rise in Sonoma County. What got you interested in some of these social justice causes?
Well, actually, a few years ago, last year, I was watching the news, and I just saw a lot of things that, they just didn't give me hope, and they really brought me down. So I decided that I couldn't just wait there and wait for other people to fix the problems in our country. So I applied for the Junior Commission on Human Rights in Santa Rosa, and it gave me a venue to do a lot of change. So I'm very grateful for that.
How much excitement is there about the March for Our Lives among young people?
Among us who are planning it, or among, like, our peers?
I think overall.
Overall, I think it varies because a lot of kids, like we're trying to change, they're not very politically active or aware, so they either don't realize how big of a problem this is, or they don't think they can do anything about it. So we're hoping that this event will change that they'll be excited after this event to get involved in not just addressing the gun control issue, but addressing anything that that makes them angry and that they want to change.
Don't you feel like this has given you an opportunity, since what happened in Parkland, Florida, an opportunity for you and others to take part in the process and to really be heard about what your concerns are?
Yeah, I mean, ever since Parkland, there's been just a national movement and a lot of momentum. So we're all using that to get involved because, not just Parkland, but Sandy Hook and Columbine, and we just, as students, we think it's gone too far.
Are you surprised at the impact that the students in Florida are having? They're getting congressmen to meet with them. Their big rally tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Are you surprised? Or like, you know what? When us youngsters put our mind to something, we're going to make a difference and it doesn't matter.
I'd say I'm impressed more than surprised. It's so impressive and inspiring how all of those kids are banding together and they're using cooperation and they're just inspiring people around the country. I think that their influence, they're using ideas that I don't think like older congressmen would have to speak to people around the country and speak to their ideas. I think that their youth is, I think they're using their youth in a way that hasn't been used before to start a political movement.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Lucia, it sounds like you've gotten the notion, too, that tomorrow will indeed be a big event with March for Our Lives. And this is probably not the last one it will take, that it will take a lot more commitment from young people after tomorrow to make this sort of change happen.
Yeah, the big thing about this new momentum we have is that we can't let it die out, and we have to remind people, like, it can't just be this march and then we're done. We have to keep on lobbying. We have to keep on getting people interested. So, the big idea for this event is, good job, but we have to keep on working towards our goals.
And you can't do anything if you don't get involved, right?
Yes. yes, everyone needs to be involved.
All right. In Sonoma tomorrow, the March for Our Lives taking place on Sonoma Plaza at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow morning, it will be at Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa beginning at 10 a.m. KSRO will be there, and Lucia, we'll see you there.
All right. See you there.
Thanks for being here with us. That is Lucia Garay. She is with the Sonoma County Junior Commission on Human Rights.